You are listening to the first half of our March 2nd, 2019 show, which featured Minton Sparks, along with Jonathan Bird and Shohei Tsutsumi. This podcast is supported in part by Wake Forest Baptist Health, the exclusive healthcare sponsor of The Martha Bassett Show. They have been nationally ranked by U.S. News & World Report 26 years in a row. Wake Forest Baptist Health, working to invent tomorrow's treatments today.
It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Martha Bassett Show, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features national artists, local talent, and the music of Martha Bassett. Our featured artist tonight is decorated poet, playwright, and author Minton Sparks. She is a Tennessee native, former social worker, divinity school dropout, a force of nature on stage, and has been referred to as the love child of Flannery O'Connor and Hank Williams. Let's give a big Elkin welcome to Minton Sparks. Also on the show tonight, the celebrated singer, songwriter, poet, Jonathan Bird, and visiting us all the way from Japan, Shohei Tsutsumi. We have a great evening planned for you, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's good music for good people. Ladies and gentlemen, Martha Bassett.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan, daddy make your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, daddy, never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, daddy make the sun come up when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, daddy, never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bathe, mama, I don't want cake, mama, for my sake. Just go to the oven and get some ever-loving. Shoo-shoo, fly by an apple pan down. Make your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoo, fly by an apple pan down. Never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us tonight in this beautiful Reeves Theater. We have a very special show for you tonight. I don't know that I've ever had such diversity of talent on one show, so I know you're going to love these guests as much as I do. Well, next I'd like to introduce you to Elkin resident Shohei Tsutsumi. Shohei moved here from Osaka, Japan, because of his love for old-time mountain music. You have an amazing backstory. You are the first non-American to get a master's degree in Appalachian Studies from App State University, right?
Thank you.
So how on earth did you become interested in music from our region?
It's really long story, you know, if I have to explain it, but, you know, we have several kind of old-timers, old-time musicians in Japan who often come to visit fiddlers' conventions or festivals to learn music, and, you know, I had to meet, you know, kind of really fortunately, and they kind of guided me to actually experience the kind of real life, you know, of you know, instead of just learning from recordings, you know, recordings or books or videos. That's really useful, but I just really want to pursue the kind of my study to living, like, by living in the region.
To so, immerse yourself, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the tune called Little Maggie. This is also really kind of famous tune, and my particular version is kind of based on the Mr. Tommy Jarrell. He was born in 1901, you know, so he already passed away, but he was legendary banjo and fiddle player from Round Peak, Surrey County. I'm really got into the Surrey County style, so I'm going to play that tune on my banjo. And this banjo is kind of fretless. You don't see the fret, so I can make a kind of slide, you know, kind of bluesy feeling. That's why I like the playing on the fretless banjo. So. Little Maggie was meant to be mine. Lay down, you rascal, darling. Lay down, you go round watch and chain. Little Maggie gonna dance for daddy. Listen to that old banjo ring. On the banks of the sea, with 44 around her and banjo on her knee. Go away, go away.
He'll be back with us in the second set.
The Martha Bassett Show comes to you from the newly renovated Reeves Theater in beautiful downtown Elkin, North Carolina. A home for music and farm-to-table dining in the heart of the foothills. Exciting new menus are created each week that feature great sandwiches, salads, quiche, homemade breads, and soup. The Reeves Cafe works with over 15 farms to always bring you fresh ingredients, and there is a great selection of desserts, craft beers, and wine. Follow the menu at the Reeves Theater and Cafe on Facebook.
So last year, when we were planning our first season, the first show of our first season, I wanted to invite somebody as our featured guest that I was familiar with, that I knew would just kill it, and I wanted to find the best performer and best songwriter I could find. And of course, that was Mr. Jonathan Bird. Yes. Jonathan comes to us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but he tours internationally as Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. So will you please give a warm welcome for Jonathan Bird?
I was an oak tree. It took 1,000 years to grow. I've seen kingdoms come and go. I've seen the losers turn to lords and back again. I held the rebels when they hung them from my limbs. When men of fortune cast their futures on the sea, it's when they came for me. I was a slave ship under the standard of the cross, a hallelujah holocaust, and half were dead before we reached the other shore. And the captain never saw the coming storm that swept around the Cape and took us by surprise, and only 8 survived. I was a campfire, a pile of driftwood in the sand, and the only comfort in this land. And 8 hungry sailors roasted acorns that they found and left me burning as they stumbled toward the sound of a church bell ringing out above the ocean wind. And I was born again. I'm an oak tree out along the wild Cape Fear, and there is talk of freedom here. Where is the kingdom that was here before I came? Where have the people gone who only left their names? A revolution's just a circle after all, and every kingdom falls. I'm an oak tree. If it takes 1,000 years to grow, I'll see kingdoms come and go. I'll see kingdoms come and go. I am from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which thinks a lot of itself. But I have heard that here in Elkin, North Carolina, you are a cultured people. And I have been instructed specifically to read some poetry. Making the bed. My mother taught me how to make the bed. The Navy taught me how to make the bed. My wife taught me how to make the bed. It's like trying to bend a spoon with my mind. I've seen people do it. I sit, stare, I clench my teeth, and wish, but the spoon is whole. The top sheet is sideways. There's a long ridge that I name many names. The pillows look like a whorehouse. Even a deathbed has hospital corners. I'm a maid in my mother's own hell. Keep your Kenworth running strong for regional bulk or hauling logs. Air suspension gives a nice soft ride, and the fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square, and that huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. It's 600 horses charging straight and true, and it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. Well, if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. I said, if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Now, picture a semi in your mind, the flat nose grill and the red oval sign, the classic looking semi. It was defined by the Peterbilt. The 389. The new model's got a slope grill hood, and that lets you see the road real good. If you like that, that's just fine. But me, I drive a 389. Well, if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on. Y'all know that. If you got it, if you got it, brought it. A big truck brought it, you want it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same, whether Sterling, a Mac, or Western Star. A big rig brought it to where you are. If it's Freightliner, Eagle, a Volvo, or Ford, with Playboy mud flaps or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you could be sure. Sing if you got it. A big truck brought it, you want it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. If you got it, if you got it.
Very proud to partner with Lee Allen Business Creative, social media specialists burning the midnight oil to make your business visible one follower at a time. Also, on your next trip to Elkin, go visit the Foothills Arts Council to check out their current display and explore their upcoming events. Located in beautiful downtown Elkin in the heart of the Yadkin Valley wine region, these folks have supported the work of local artists, writers, musicians, and performers since 1975. Learn more on Facebook or at foothillsartscouncil.org.
Gentlemen, will you please give a warm North Carolina welcome to Ms. Menton Sparks. midnight outside of Memphis. The only light for miles. An 18-wheeler runs over a rubber hose. The ding is so loud, we kinda dance in the gas station office. My mama collects herself for customers, tugs her three-hook bra, shoves her hair up under a Tommy's SO ball cap. The name, Ethel, cross-stitched on the station shirt, like she's become one of the ingredients in the gas she pumps. To put me through school, she lingers longer than I'd like into driver's side windows. Young men cling to her cleavage. Nasty answers to her question fill her up. Car after Cadillac car, she rams the shiny shaft of the jointed nozzle down the dark hole of the tank. Knocking her knuckle on the back window lets them know she's through. An oil-stained rag hangs off her pocket. Around her neck she wears a locket, a picture of me pressed inside. Sometimes she pulls out prematurely the slippery fuel, kind of puddles and drips down the drain as she strikes a match on her zipper to light another smoke. Oh Lord, that woman plays with fire. And for years I burn with what I learned there on the outskirts of Memphis. You see, back then, a young girl can't fathom what a hard woman knows. Thank you, guys.
Well, Minton, it is such a pleasure to have you here on the show.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, I've been listening to a lot of your material, and you talk about family a lot. I'd like to know, are these real stories? Are these real people that...
I'd like to tell you I was from a functional family, but these are real people. We always said guns don't kill, family do. And some of the stories I tell have to do with that.
Oh. Well, Pat was reading your resume when he was talking about you earlier. I particularly liked Divinity School Dropout. Social worker, writer, poet.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
I feel like Al Gore and I were in the same boat, dropping out of Vanderbilt Divinity School together, not at the same time. Just trying to find our way, both of us, still. And I come from people in Arkansas, and I'm from all over the place. And this is where I am from. I am from a dancing bunch of silly siblings. Moonwalking like Michael Jackson to Smokey Robinson's Tears of a Clown. I'm from a dank kitchen of burnt bacon and the pop sound of a face slapping for daring to dispute the word of my mad mama. College boy, Yankee. I'm from a half-broke horse, hogs, two cats and six dogs named Rascal number one, Rascal number two, Rascal number three, four, five, and Rascal number six. Can I get a witness? Woo! Do you follow me? I'm from the foul line, way past dinner time. Sink 20 free throws, or don't come inside for supper. I'm from a tearful team of two tall girls whose only dream was to one day sitteth at the right hand of Pat Head Summit and play ball for Tennessee. I'm from suspender-wearing octogenarians, idling gregarians shoving checkers on a grocery store porch, hopped up on six glasses of sweet tea a day. I'm from a ruby red telephone sitting all alone when the prank calling panty man solicits my sister and my daddy blows the referee whistle into the receiver till he's hot damn blue in the face. I'm from squat spying on the next door neighbor who threatens to rip the stitches from the witch's back if she won't cut out all that complaining. I'm from fire, more than ice, Bible, more than brains. Captain Kangaroo and Hee-Haw in a blue bond with boredom. I'm from Nina and Jonas, Addie and Bill and my brother. Mostly my brother. His shook and job dance steps around that beehive back bedroom. I'm from back then, really more than right now. Can you go there? Do you know how? Where are you from? Where on earth are you from? Thank you.
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook.